first companion, buddy, my truest friend, buddy, way up in heaven, we'll meet again.
Gibson Brothers, and it's a real pleasure to be here in Cumberland, Maryland at Delfest. We've been tremendous fans and then friends with Del McCurry and the boys, and feel real honored that he'd have us here on this beautiful Saturday. We broke a mandolin string, so we're going to do a little ballady type thing right now, and hope you enjoy it. It's one we wrote, recorded a number of years ago. It's called The Railroad Line.
post office and kids running around. They were brand new houses and one was mine. Back before they tore out the railroad line. But one day all of the timber's gone. And when profit dies, it don't take long. Station and take the signs and tear out all of the railroad lines. Before the big trucks and the highway, the world came down those tracks in my day, and life was a little different in my prime. Before they tore at the railroad line. Back before they tore at the railroad line.
So much. You guys look like the dancing type out there. You like to dance and move around when there's some music playing. Hopefully we can get you up. Move you enough to where you want to get up and get your toes a little muddy. A song that Eric wrote with our friend Roy Hurd. It's called Callie's Reel.
So long, now I'm gonna love her forever.
Any fans of the band here today? I'm sure there must be. Wherever we go, there are fans of the band. We recorded a song of theirs a number of years ago. I remember my art teacher in high school was a big, he introduced me to the band, and I thought I was an art major in high school, and started having me bring my guitar in and play and sing during art class for the rest of the seniors, and it soon dawned on me that he didn't think much of my visual arts, so I came in and played guitar for the real visual artists. Anyway, we'd listen to the band, and I tried to do some of their songs. Hope you enjoy this. It's one called Ophelia. Thank you.
we're so happy to be here at Delfest. And from the first year we heard about it, we wanted to play it. And thanks to Gene McCurry for putting in a good word for us. He's been so kind to us through the years. And we'd like to introduce everybody up here real quick, because we feel like picking. But on the mandolin, hailing from Duluth, Minnesota, he's our newest member, and we're so glad to have him. Now makes his home up in Portland, Maine. Joe Walsh on the mandolin. On the stand-up bass right next to him. He's been a Gibson brother now for 17 years. Believe it or not, he doesn't look old enough to play with anybody for 17 years. But he's a fine bass man. Good fisherman, too. Please make welcome Mike Barber. And our fiddler is a Kentucky boy over from the Kentucky Lakes region of the Bluegrass State. Please make him feel welcome. Fine fiddle player. He'll tear it up for you here in a little while. That's Clayton Campbell. And my younger brother by 11 months. We've been making noise since 1983. And keep doing it. And fine singer, good writer, good guitar man too. Lee Gibson.
Thank you, guys. On the five-string banjo, all the way from Brainerdsville, New York. I'm at the Gibson Mastertone Banjo. That's Eric Gibson, guys. We're going to do a song about a town up near us. We write a lot of our own material, and we're from northern New York State. Grew up on a dairy farm up there. And there's this mountain just south of us called Lion Mountain. And it was full of iron ore. And so they dug the iron ore out of that mountain. And the closest mining community to us. And they love baseball. And so we wrote a song about the town. Hope you enjoy it. It's called Iron and Diamonds.
They never knew. Picking
Thank you very much.
Is it evil? Is it right? Makes me roam this country wide. I do. I got pictures too. Make you dance on air. There's not enough funky in between. But he says music's where. You know what it makes me sing my song. It's getting hard to get along with you. I got the papers blue. Tell me where we stand. Will we rise or fall? Will we ever touch the sky? Will we lose it all? No one makes me sing my songs. It's getting hard to get along with you. Sing my songs, it's getting hard to get along with you. I've got the biggest blue.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll do that one. That's a good song. We haven't done that one in a little while, but we'll try it. Any fans of Tom T. Hall out there besides that fella? We're five fans of his up here. He's so nice. So nice to us over the years. He and his wife, Bitsy, and even helped us out with this recording when we did it. Came and did a speaking part for us. Wrote about a time when his father was an out-of-work preacher during the Depression. This song called Don't Forget the Coffee, Billy Joe.
Now it snowed the night before and it had frozen on the ground. We didn't have a car and it was 7 miles to town. I can hear my daddy's voice so many years ago. He said, don't forget your coffee, Billy Joe. Thank you. started in that old warm morning stove, sure smelled good. Daddy couldn't get work then, and I was just a child. God was on vacation for a while.
One that we recorded a few years back now. And Ronnie McCurry played mandolin on it. We headed to Nashville after we'd had our band kind of break up a little bit on us, part of the band. And we had to make a record. We didn't know what we were going to do. And we called up Ronnie McCurry and Jason Carter, and they made everything feel better, you know.
Batman and Robin to the rescue there. Sorry, Jason, but you got to be Robin then.
And this is one of the songs you cut. We hope you enjoy it. It's called Red Letter Day for the Blues.
Did I cause you to be so rude? Well, the way she done me, it ain't fair. Did I lose it on my hair? Made the eyes for the life that I choose. It's a red letter day for the blues. Thank you. baby, let's go to the cabin down below. I got a radio, put it up soft and low. Baby, let's go to the cabin down below.
Music here today. I mean the old stuff, you know, not that new stuff. I'm talking about early Shania Twain, mid-90s stuff, old country music. No, I'm talking about the old classic country from the 1950s and 60s. We kind of grew up on that. My dad was a big fan of that kind of music. And well, now that I've gotten into that, this one was written, I think, in the 1990s by Steve Earle. But it sounds old. And I'm getting old. Yeah, I'm going bald. I know it. You know it. Let's not avoid the topic any longer. Hope you enjoy this one called The Other Side of Town. Don't matter what I do, won't nobody put me down. That's why I'm going to the other side of town. On the other side of town, where the sun don't ever shine, everybody walks around with a shadow across their eyes. When that midnight train goes by, see the dead inside. Your broken heart will tell you where to go.
Next song right now that we wrote a couple years ago, and like Lee said, we grew up on a dairy farm in upstate New York, and really shaped whatever it is that we've become, and we're lucky enough to be with our mother and father every day, and want to write a song for them, and hope you'll indulge me here, and hope you enjoy it. It's called The Farm of Yesterday. Thank you.
That farm of yesterday has not left me alone.
Time for a couple more. You want to fiddle one there, Mr. Campbell? You guys want to hear a fiddle tune out there? We'll call the old Joe Clark. Oh, thank you, folks. Well, thank everyone for coming down and watching us play, and again, thank you to Del McCurry and his entire family for letting us be a part of Delfest this year. We'll do the title track from the CD that we put out a little while ago, and it's our newest record. The song was written by Chet O'Keefe. It's called Ring the Bell.
Was a bell, and the bell was
mountain, and down across the valley, ring the bell, and go to inside. Oh, the farmer and the preacher, and the barber. The sun not spoke of a circle that broke, and the spirit moved in everyone. Ring the bell, 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 look far and wide. If you hear it on the mountain and out across the valley, ring the bell and go to its side. Fell down hard on my knees to the pavement that shone like gold. With a shiver and a start, he reached into my heart with the kindest words I was told. Ring the bell, 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 go far and wide. You can hear it on the mountain and down across the valley.
Thank you very much, folks.